This is Industry Matters, powered by BGM, a post-acute healthcare podcast about community, connections, and belonging. BGM is a member service organization serving durable and home medical equipment providers and manufacturers. BGM also has communities for respiratory, complex rehab, women's health mastectomy, home accessibility, and orthotics and prosthetics. With BGM, you're part of something bigger. Welcome to Industry Matters, Respiratory Edition. In today's episode, Boone Lockard, VP of Clinical Services with BGM and Associates, talks with Greg Apostolou, President and CEO, and Elliot Campbell, EVP and Chief Commercial Officer with Trace Medical. They talk about their new MyTrace device and how this device can be integral in high-value asset tracking and inventory management. They also discuss their ventilator rentals and biomed services.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast, Industry Matters Respiratory Edition. Today on the call, we have Greg Apostolou, President and CEO with Trace Medical, and Elliot Campbell, EVP and Chief Commercial Officer with Trace. Gentlemen, thank you for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Boo.
So I know we're going to talk quite a bit about the MyTrace product and application. Greg, what inspired the creation of MyTrace?
Great question. So when we think about ventilators, they are among the most expensive medical devices deployed in home care today. They're also very small. They're portable. They're easily lost, misplaced. They can be mistakenly picked up by the wrong medical equipment company. That happens every day. Some of our customers are losing upwards of 10% of their owned assets, and at $7,000 to $15,000 a unit, those losses are very painful. So we believe that an asset tracking solution is essential today for our customers. It'll help our customers not only monitor the location of the assets, but there's also an operational component to it where they can manage where the assets need to be, where they are, where they need to be, and ensure that they are fully utilizing their fleet, whether it's their owned assets or rented assets. That technology is essential today.
So, I mean, you've touched a little bit on this, but how does MyTrace help healthcare providers and DME providers?
So in two ways. Again, it helps mitigate losses, and that was the initial catalyst for the technology. It will help us and our customers go into a portal and see exactly where the assets are that contain this technology. They can watch movement. They can build a geofence around a specific location. If it goes outside those boundaries, they can be notified. So it helps minimize the losses that they endure today. But also, as I mentioned, there's an operating component to it. At the end of the day, a physician is going to write a prescription for a ventilator, and operators hope they have the right asset in place. And this is particularly true for our larger regional and national customers that are managing hundreds, if not thousands, of devices across the country. So it helps them ensure that they have the assets in the right place at the right time when that prescription is received, so they get that asset deployed efficiently to the patient. So those are the two key benefits, both of which help our customers drive higher operating margins, which in today's reimbursement environment is absolutely critical.
And what are a few of the key features of MyTrace?
A good question, Boone. So, you know, Greg mentioned that it has the GPS capability. So once the device is affixed to a high-value asset, like a ventilator, we have the ability to log into the portal and then understand exactly where that ventilator is. It connects via Google Maps. So by utilizing the portal, clicking on the asset, it can show you within a foot or two of where that device is. In addition to the, you know, the physical location of the device, we can learn certain physical parameters associated with the device. The temperature. In other words, has the ventilator been left outside accidentally? The humidity. Has the ventilator been, you know, left out in a humid environment that could potentially damage the unit? And then it can also work very close, seamlessly, because it can be used on your phone. The portal can be accessed on your phone or it can be accessed via a desktop or a laptop computer. So the technology that exists is completely portable. So put yourself in a driver's shoes and you need to go pick up a device. Well, you can look on your phone and see where that device is physically located. But then moreover, you can put it into what was called recovery mode so that the signal, the data packet that gets sent up into the SQL database can be retrieved in real time so that you'll know where exactly this ventilator is. So, you can knock on the front door of a patient's house and say, hey, we're here to pick up a ventilator. I'm so sorry. I think somebody else picked it up. Good news. The technology shows it's actually in the northwest corner of your house. I bet it got tucked away in a closet. You'd be so kind to go look.
That's pretty precise.
Pretty neat.
How does Trace ensure that asset visibility, or how does MyTrace ensure asset visibility to providers?
That was something that we focused on from the very beginning, right? We knew that the technology, we had to essentially work with our provider Tone to build this technology from scratch, because while it existed, it didn't exist in kind of a cost structure that was beneficial to ourselves or our customers. And so in addition to the technology itself, we realized that having visibility to the technology through a portal was really where the magic was. And so the portal that was built will allow the provider to go in at a regional, national, or even local level to understand, hey, how many ventilators do I have in branch 1, 2, 3, 4? Or a regional vice president or a regional director of operations can go in and understand exactly how many ventilators or high value assets are being monitored via MyTrace in their specific region. Or moreover, if you're in a C-suite role and you're SVP of supply chain for an organization with 150 offices, well, then you can go in and you can look at the entire structure across the entire country of how your ventilators are performing in terms of utilization, but also physical location.
So the reporting capabilities of MyTrace seem almost endless, but is there anything else reporting wise to mention about the product?
You just nailed it. They are endless. Right? Because all of the information goes into a SQL database. We can pull utility numbers off of a specific make and model. We can pull out of service reports. How long is a ventilator out of service for repairs? The frequency of those repairs. We can understand the idle time, the time between placements. So if a ventilator make and model is falling out of favor with a specific pulmonologist in the region, then we can identify that and say, hey, this ventilator may not be well received in this geography, but we can redeploy it over to your branch over here where it's far more favorable to minimize the amount of idle inventory that they have sitting on their shelves. So we can help our customers understand, and like we always like to say, optimize the inventory to ensure that the ventilators that are being utilized are out and deployed and generating revenue as opposed to sitting on a shelf. But to your point, the reporting capabilities are endless.
I'd like to touch a little bit more on real life application. Are there any success stories with any of our members here at VGM that you can share?
There is several, actually. Well, our customers, we're under NDA with our customers. We certainly work very closely with several VGM members, regional, national, and local HMEs. And so, yeah, we've had providers that, to Greg's point, were historically losing between 8% and 10% of their inventory per year. If you're a major provider and you have 4, 5, 6, 20,000 ventilators, imagine the pain associated with losing a percentage of ventilators that's that high. It's expensive. And so we can go in and we can cut the loss rate by far more than half. So if they're losing 8 to 10, if we can cut that to 2 or 3, then the savings that the providers enjoy are, obviously significant and substantial. But then most importantly, it goes back to the optimizing the inventory. We're helping our providers optimize their rental spend with Trace, right? They're not renting unnecessary providers or ventilators, but then we can, behind the scenes, we can allocate or assist with the allocation of ventilators where historically they may have just ordered a new ventilator. Well, now as we're starting to manage the fleet, we can help them more efficiently allocate and distribute ventilators within their family so that they're not paying for assets that they don't need to pay for. Mm-hmm. So it's been very well received. And, you know, we have several providers that are coming on board as we discuss this.
So I know in my wallet, I have a GPS tracking device in case I lose it, which happens frequently. I mean, what differentiates MyTrace versus these other GPS tracking products?
So without giving away our secret sauce, because there's some proprietary technology in there, we have figured it out via our partner at Tone, how to leverage multiple technologies in a preferred order. So if it can't send a signal via one way, it will send it another way and another way. But we most importantly learned how to do that, but also we have understood, we've learned how to ensure that the batteries last several years. So, you know, our air tags, right? How long does an air tag last? It lasts long enough. You might get a year out of it, but for it to work, it has to be around an iPhone, right? Our device works independent of the technology around it. It will work if you put it in a field in the middle of nowhere. It will work outside of the country. And so the technology allows us to, you know, not only leverage multiple technologies with battery life that is years longer than what exists for the majority of these competitive devices, but then also rolls into a portal so that you can manage thousands of assets as well.
And do we have any future plans for MyTrace? What's on the horizon for MyTrace?
Yeah, when we think about how this started with the technology as it's developed with our partner, initially we thought this would be a fantastic solution for our customers with their owned assets, with the fleet that they manage outside of our rental fleet, and then deploy it in a rental scenario where it's appropriate for the customer. And as we've driven the cost structure of this device down over the last 2 years, we've made the decision to deploy this tracking technology on our entire rental fleet. That's tens of thousands of units, and to deploy it at no additional cost to our customers. So we're going to build that into the structure of the rental so they can enjoy the technology and have the assurance that they can mitigate their equipment losses and take the operational benefit, you know, to their marketplace without any incremental cost of their rental. We think while it's very expensive to us, we think over the long run, it's an essential part of a very sound rental solution that the industry is ready for. Our customers need it. We're prepared to deliver it. So that was really the genesis for how we got to where we are today and where we're going in the future.
It sounds promising. And I don't mean to jump back to our membership and how this ties in, but approximately how many of VGM members are utilizing MyTrace?
Well, we'd have to look, Boone. I'll tell you, it started off, you know, when we initially rolled the program out, Boone, you know, we didn't want to try to boil the ocean, right? We wanted to work with some friendly customers, and we've got no shortage of friendly customers, but we wanted to really work with our close customers that maybe had a smaller fleet so that we could work out any kinks. And so the number remains confidential, but it's growing weekly, daily, in terms of the number of providers that we're onboarding. To Greg's point, you know, we will look up shortly. And as the ventilators come back and we can fix the devices and get them plugged into the portal, we're going to be in a position to where every single ventilator will be fully equipped with MyTrace devices. I think another thing to look at outside of ventilators is other devices that are more high value as well. POCs, perfect example, negative pressure devices. It doesn't just stop with ventilators and ventilators. It can be, you can equip these devices on POCs, negative pressure devices, any other high value assets that come through your office that, hey, I need to make sure I keep eyes on this. So it doesn't, you know, we can equip it to anything. We just need to know, you know, what it's being put on, and we can assign a tag to it and get it loaded into the portal.
Yeah, I know many of the other community leaders here at BGM are utilizing MyTrace, like Elliot said, to place the products on negative pressure wound therapy pumps or complex rehab chairs. That, once again, it's almost the application is almost endless.
That's right.
So I wanted to shift a little bit. Obviously, there's a lot that's happened in the market in the last, you know, few weeks. Given light of those recent shifts and specifically the ventilator market, how can BGM members partner with Trace Medical more closely?
That's a great question. So we stand ready to help BGM members. And as we think about recent developments, I think that screams Philips, right? So first the recall, more recently the consent decree, and now with Philips' exit from many segments of respiratory, but certainly with ventilators. So we think it is a good illustration of the risks that come with owning these expensive assets. So we stand ready with our rental model, now paired with technology that will address two of their critical needs, as we talked about earlier. So the ability to track those expensive assets and the ability to manage asset velocity and utilization to ensure they're getting the best margin they can out of their operation. So we offer that rental program to them. And by doing so, they eliminate the risk of ownership, whether it's a minor recall because of a firmware upgrade or something massive like it was with Trilogy 100 3 years ago, they're not worried about that. They just need to go onto our website or pick up the phone, order the product they need when they need it, and by doing so, dramatically improve their operating results. So we stand prepared to assist BGM members in that way.
That makes sense. I mean, and historically, we've identified that a risk in this field is the repair and maintenance part of it. But I mean, our eyes have obviously been opened a lot more other situations that can occur in the market. And we touch a little bit about on this, but what is Trace doing to help support their customers who are impacted with the recent news?
Sure. Yeah. Sorry, Greg. Good question, Boone. The day that if we look, roll back the clocks a few weeks ago to the notice that Philips was going to exit the market or was exiting the market, we had no shortage of providers that reached out to us. To Greg's point, to say, listen, our days of owning ventilators are over. There's a lot of risk associated with it. It's hard now as inventories are balancing to carry the correct make and model of ventilator because there's certainly suitable options out there. And how do you purchase towards a physician's ordering habits right now? It's very difficult. And so, obviously for us, the first few weeks and to this day, we're still very busy onboarding new customers who've made that decision to transition away from ordering or maybe transitioning to a rental first model. But as you can appreciate, Boone, our sales team is so refined. Dave Buck and Rachel and Pam, they're just awesome. And they are working day and night to make sure that everything goes seamless as providers transition to us to appease their patients. To Greg's point, we're standing ready to continue to onboard whomever would like to join us as a partner to support them in their growth initiatives with ventilation and biomedical services as well.
I know you mentioned Pam there. What biomed services? I know this was launched a while back from Trace, but what biomed services are you currently offering through Trace Medical?
So, we're ventilator experts, right? So all things ventilator, we will continue to be experts in that space. But, when you play in a respiratory, you need to have a skill set that is kind of across the entire platform. So, Pam and team in our biomed division are magnificent at churning ventilators and POCs and cough assist and suction devices and, heated humidifiers and really anything associated with advanced respiratory. The only thing that we don't do in droves, we have the skill set to do it. It's just difficult to do at scale right now for us because of our infrastructure, which is rapidly growing, is standard oxygen concentrators. But we are building out our infrastructure to be able to support those and quickly. So soon we'll be able to seamlessly accommodate all respiratory related items, not just in today's world where it's advanced respiratory alone.
And it seems like biomed services really, really rounds out the service offerings from Trace. And I don't want to necessarily say rounds out because I don't think the mission's ever done at Trace, but it's definitely a great asset or a great program to offer. And we've seen a lot of success with it so far. So we've covered, the MyTrace, a little bit on the rental side and biomed. What does somebody need to do if they'd like to work with Trace Medical?
We're incredibly easy to get a hold of. If you would like to work with us, it's quite simple. You can send an email to info@tracemedical.com, or you can call our toll-free number, 888-627-0950, and somebody will pick up the phone, and we will get back to you immediately.
Awesome.
If you called us up at 2 o'clock and said, hey, I'm brand new to Trace, I need to have a ventilator, so long as we can quickly get the paperwork turned around, we can ship that ventilator that same day.
And I've heard that story many of times.
That's right.
Greg, Elliot, is there anything else that you'd like to add here today?
Always good to see you, Boone. Appreciate your time. Appreciate your members.
I think you've covered it well. Yeah, certainly appreciate the chance to talk to you.
All right, gentlemen, we appreciate your time and thanks for tuning in to Industry Matters Respiratory Edition. Thanks, Greg and Elliot.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Industry Matters. Make sure you never miss an episode by visiting bgm.com/Industry Matters Podcast or following Industry Matters on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Stitcher.